This next report may test the limits of cultural diversity. It takes us to a small village in the highlands of Guatemala. On the streets of that remote village, it was possible to see ultra-Orthodox Jewish men in black suits and women covered head to toe. They moved into the pueblo of San Juan La Laguna. They're members of a small Jewish sect known as Lev Tahor. They fled Canada after being accused of child abuse. And now, as Ted Robbins tells us, they're on the move again.
Uriel Goldman had a simple demand.
Leave us alone. This is minimum request.
Goldman is the spokesman for Lev Tahor, which means pure heart in Hebrew. Goldman says members of the sect thought they'd found privacy in this village on the shores of Lake Atitlan in Guatemala.
We checked a bit the history of Guatemala, clean with no Jewish persecution.
We met on the porch of Goldman's house in San Juan. They found this pueblo of cobblestone streets, indigenous Mayans, and small groups of tourists through a friend, a Guatemalan man ready to convert to Judaism. Roughly 150 men, women, and children moved here, hoping to blend in. But in a culture of brightly colored clothing and clean-shaven men, the black suits and long beards stood out.
We are different. Very different.
El problema que causa con la comunidad.
The problem is cultural. Their culture is contrary to our culture and traditions. Domingo Guzman Ushpan is San Juan's vice mayor. Part of the problem, to be sure, is the language barrier. Almost all of the members of Lev Tahor speak Yiddish, Hebrew, or English, not Spanish. But Guzman Ushpan says the Jews threaten Mayan and Christian traditions, as well as newer social policies encouraging small families.
Pero ellos dicen a nuestras mujeres.
But they tell our women, why do you only have two or three children? It's a sin. You should have as many children as God gives you. Lev Tahor is an outlier, even among Orthodox Jews. These Jews are anti-Zionist. They believe the state of Israel should not exist until the Messiah appears. They oppose homosexuality, evolution, and birth control. David Ouellette is spokesman for the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs in Canada.
It's clearly a cult and certainly not anything that resembles or is representative of any stream of Judaism.
Members of Lev Tahor are led by Shlomo Helbrons, a rabbi who spent time in prison in the 1990s for kidnapping a 15-year-old boy in Brooklyn. Eventually, Helbrons and his followers made their way to Canada. They got into trouble with Quebec authorities for not following required curriculum while homeschooling their children. A year ago, Canadian child services workers entered Lev Tahor homes. They said conditions were dirty and crowded. Then police began investigating charges that teenage girls were being beaten and forced to marry older men. Some children were put into foster care, but David Ouellette says nothing was resolved.
The allegations have not been proven, but that's because Lev Tahor time and again fled justice.
The group went from Quebec to Ontario. It was when authorities there stepped in this spring that members left for Guatemala. San Juan shopkeeper Janet Cholotillo, who speaks English, says they've been good neighbors.
They come here to buy things. I think they consider us like friends.
Do you think of them as friends?
Yes.
Cholotillo is apparently in the minority. San Juan's Council of Elders and the mayor's office recently met with members of Lev Tahor and pressured them to leave. Lev Tahor's Uriel Goldman said problems began after villagers learned about the group's troubles in Canada, not because of any behavior in San Juan.
We do not disturb anybody. We not have any influence about anybody. That we have these ideas, is this the price that we have to pay about that? It's not fair.
To avoid further conflict, members of Lev Tahor boarded buses and moved to Guatemala City, the nation's capital. Uriel Goldman did not respond to emails, but Prensa Libre newspaper quotes him as saying Lev Tahor will search for another place where it can be left alone. For NPR News, I'm Ted Robbins.
In Berlin, thousands of people gathered at the Brandenburg Gate this afternoon to demonstrate against a wave of harassment and attacks against Jews in Germany. Many blame the rising anti-Semitism there and across Europe on tensions over the Gaza conflict. Chancellor Angela Merkel, who attended the Berlin rally, said there was no place for anti-Semitism in Germany, particularly because of its Nazi past, and that fighting anti-Semitism is every German citizen's duty. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson was at the rally and filed this report.
Merkel is usually reserved in her reproaches, but spared no punches in denouncing threats and violence toward Jews in Germany, some 160 cases of which were reported in recent months. She called it a monstrous scandal that anyone here would be hassled for being Jewish or for backing Israel. The chancellor says all Jewish institutions in Germany are under police protection because of the current climate.
Wir wollen, dass sich Juden in Deutschland sicher fühlen.
Merkel says, we want Jews in Germany to feel safe and to feel this is our joint home, adding that like everyone else who lives here, Jews should feel they have a good future.
Jüdisches Leben gehört zu uns.
The chancellor says, Jewish life belongs to us. It's part of Germany's identity and culture. But that's not how many Jews here feel these days, says Dieter Graumann, the president of Germany's Central Council of Jews, which organized the rally.
Wenn auf deutschen Straßen Juden als Schweine beschimpft werden.
He says on German streets, Jews are being called pigs, and there are shouts for them to be gassed, burned, and slaughtered. Graumann adds he wishes more Germans would speak out against what is the worst anti-Semitism here in decades. World Jewish Congress President Ronald Lauder agrees.
Since 1945, Germany has been one of the most responsible countries on the earth. The world looks to Germany for political, for economic, and for moral leadership. But something has changed. This summer, all that progress of the last 70 years has been darkened by the rising tide of anti-Semitism.
That rising tide is largely being blamed on Muslim immigrants and right-wing extremists. One Christian protester at the rally, Traugott Seidler, says a rabbi he knows was recently threatened by several men while he was out walking in Berlin with his daughter. Seidler says the men threatened to kill the rabbi, but he didn't let it rattle him. But rally organizers say a growing number of German Jews are too afraid to wear religious caps or jewelry outdoors because they fear being harassed or worse. That wasn't the case at today's rally, where many participants also showed their support for Israel by singing patriotic songs and waving Israeli flags. Protester Karin Brandt says she hopes a large turnout will show Germans that it's no longer acceptable to be anti-Semitic.
Nie wieder Judenhass in Deutschland. Nie wieder.
She says never again do we want this hatred of Jews in Germany. Never again. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.